we in Mecklenburg County, as well as in North Carolina in general, need to understand more about the cultural barriers that our immigrant population from Mexico bring with them in their accessing our healthcare system. So part of the coalition that's coming from Mecklenburg County is to look at what are the issues, the healthcare issues, the access issues, because that might also have implications for how our Mexican immigrants actually access healthcare here.
Clearly, there are challenges to treating patients from foreign countries. What are some of the specific ones that come from treating Latinos?
Well, they tend to use more lay healers or lay professionals in accessing healthcare. In other words, they'll go to somebody else and get advice from them first. They access the tiendas for medications. The pharmacists in Mexico actually prescribe medication versus, I mean, physicians do too in Mexico, but the pharmacists can also prescribe medications. The other thing is their public healthcare system is structured very differently than ours in the sense that communities actually sometimes, especially rural poor communities, have to build the healthcare system and then also find the healthcare provider to come. And many times those healthcare providers tend to be not as well educated or not as well respected in the community, and therefore the community doesn't use them.
What are you going to do with this information? What will it help you do in hospitals, in doctors' offices?
I think part of it is to try to help us understand the their culture so that we can maybe redesign some of our structures as well as how we perceive them. I think many times they don't tend to come to appointments on time, and this is very frustrating for our very regimented, structured system in healthcare here in the United States. And there's a different way of arranging appointments or schedules that may be more beneficial for them.
And so when you go to Mexico, will you be observing patients and doctors? Will you be going to different facilities?
Oh. Yes, very much so. We're going to be going to actually different levels of hospitals. They have larger hospitals and then very small rural hospitals. And we're talking about rural hospitals can have one or two beds. So very different than our healthcare system here. We're going to rural healthcare clinics. We're going to community development centers that also provide some healthcare providers. We're also going to a psychiatric facility. And we're going to meet with some traditional healers.
It really seems as if a whole part of this is about, as you said, culture and, you know, an attitude and how that translates in, you know, in the medical scene.
Very much so. It is, and it's also for us in educating the future healthcare and social service workforce is changing our culture, too, within our students. So the first thing we have to do is learn about their culture and change our own attitude as educators and providers. Then we can also educate our future population in the differences.
In terms of differences, one of the things that you talked about was how Latinos may not be accustomed to coming to an appointment on time. Obviously, that doesn't necessarily apply to everybody, but I'm interested how you might be able to change that. How would a hospital adapt to that?
Well, that's part of our mission is kind of seeing how they do services in Mexico. And maybe we can learn a different alternative way of looking at that. It's funny, you know, we say we expect them to arrive on time, but how many of us have sat in waiting rooms for many, many hours, or actually many, many minutes, if not an hour, waiting to be seen too? So it's kind of a misnomer that we think that we need to be on time. But a lot of times our healthcare system, especially if you're going to get surgery, you know, you have to arrive there a certain time to be able to actually have the OR room booked for people to come in and have surgery. So, but that's what we hope to do is look and see how do they arrange their healthcare system there? Is it really just a drop-in service? And if so, maybe that's the way we need to go.